So we're learning Maseches Nida, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting from the last words on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We just learned that there was one pasuk that's Marbe, a one-day-old baby to Nida, which says V'isha Kesiya Zava Dama Yir Zava. Sorry, it says V'isha. And there's another pasuk that a V'isha, a Ketana, has Bia, she becomes Tamei Shechazara. And we said the Ketana that has Bia needs to be at least 3 years old. It's an extra word vav. So we said, no. And the pasuk just asmachta. So Gemara now is going to ask, so what do you do with the extra vav, the ve'isha, that says by a isha who was with a man and had shechazer go into her? What do you do with that drasha of that extra vav? Zok to Gemara, ma'acha de hilchasa, since halacham is mesinai, kra lamli, what do you need the pasuk for? What do you need the extra pasuk, the extra vav of ve'isha? Actually, Yishkav Isha Shechaz Zera. Now, for Gemara, you know what it's for. Lamute Ish Ma'odim. It's coming to exclude a Ish from Oidim. That means that if an Ish sees a red discharge in his Shechaz Zera, the halach is he's not Tamei from that. And that's what says V'isha, the extra vav is Marba, that only a Isha has dam nida, not a Ish. And we'll see in a second. It means if he has red shechvah zera, he doesn't become tamei. Right? The Gemara kasha, the Tanya. There's another drasha. This drasha is talking about zava. We talked about nida till now, or about a isha that gets tamei from shechvah zera. There's another thing called a zava. The Tanya, isha ain li ela isha bas yud yom leziva menayin. How do you know a 10-day-old girl could become a zava? Now, why did it say 10-day-old? Very simple. A Zava only can become a Zava after she's a Nida. Remember, a Nida is a Nida. She sees Dam, she's Tamei 7 days. After that, there are 11 days, where in those days, if she sees Dam, she becomes a Zava. So, and you need 3 days of seeing Dam. So you have to be at least 10 days old to become a Zava. So how do you know a baby that's only 10 days old could become a Zava? Isha, Inli, Eli, Isha, Bas, Yud, Yom, Ziva, Menayin, Tam, Leima, Vit, Isha. So the extra word, Vav, that says by Zivas, V'isha ki yozov zoiv dama yom rabim lo isnidah. So it says V'isha. That teaches us that even a ketana, a little baby that's 10 days old, will be a Zava. Break the Marakasha, Lomali, Ligma of Nida. Why didn't you specify by Ziva? Why didn't you learn out Ziva from Nida? Just like Nida becomes a Nida after 1 day, so she becomes a Zava right after that. What do you need a special pasuk for that? So the Maratricha. If I just said by Nida, have a minute Nida, Mashum Dikha Zoy Khad Yoima. Since if she sees 1 day by Nida, it's very chomer. She comes to me 7 days straight. Boil a mace of Zion, you have to wait 7 days. Avazava, Dikha Zoy Khad Yoim, only see once. The Allah is Bishmer Shem Kanagi Yoim. You don't have to have Shem Nakim. You just wait 1 day. So it's more cool, Dick. So maybe that you don't have by a katana. Maybe we wouldn't have Vaktana. Tricha, therefore you have to say the halacha that Zava is even Vaktana, even though it's so cool, Dick. That there's din shemeres yom kenegad yom. After 1 day, she's still not tamei 7 days. Still, it works. You still have that by a katana. But now Mara said opposite. Look like one a bezava. Say by zava this din that a 10-day-old baby has zivos. V'le b'ibni, don't need a pasuk by nida. V'ano yedana that ain't zava nida. You can't. If you're telling me the Torah is telling me a ribui, that a 10-day-old is a Zava, it has to be Shinida, because it's impossible to be a Zava without Nida. So why didn't you pasuk V'isha by Nida if you already know she's a Zava? If a Ketana can be a Zava, obviously she can be a Nida. It's V'chlam V'sayimana. It's included in the Chiddush of Ziva. You're right. So now, what do you need to pasuk the V'isha by Nida? V'lakro lamali, teaching us the Mute Ishme Oidem. To teach us that if a man sees red, he's not Tommy. Frank the Gemara, say we use the pasuk of v'isha shiyushkav ish shechazari. You learn that vav for that. For ish mi'oidim. Gemara chad zimna. Well, amit the chazim, we learned it once. And for the Gemara, chad lemute mishechazara, v'chad lemute medam. One's teaching us that red shechazara doesn't make a Tommy. The other one is if he sees dam, he's not Tommy. That's the two drashas. So it comes out, we have three v'ishas. One V'isha by Zava teaching us that a 10-day-old baby can be a Zava. We know Shechva Zera makes the Isha Tamei from Halacha Meshvesina when she's 3 years old. The two V'ishas is both for men who see Dam. One that sees Shechva Zera, Red Shechva Zera, and sees Dam, all not Tamei. So, that was all we were handling by Isha, baby girl, if she's Tamei Nida, Tamei Zava, she becomes Tamei from Mashiach Vazera. Now we're talking about little boys. V'chein l'inyan Zcharim. We have the same type of idea of drashas by Zcharim. Netanya, Linton Abraisa. It says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish, ki yeh Zav mibisare. There's something as a Zav by Ish, Ish who sees certain type of discharge. It's not red, but it's not Keri either. It's a discharge that comes from a sickness. And Allah is, if he sees three times, not even 3 days, just three times, he becomes a Zav. So it says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish, Ma Tama Ish Ish, so Rabbi is Tinuk ben Yom Echad, Shehu Metam Beziva. It's teaching us that even a one-day-old boy baby can Metam Beziva. Divi Rabbi Hud. Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shem Yechim Abreka, has a different drasha. Ima Ein Tzarech, you don't need this drasha. And he also debunks the drasha before, because he has a different drasha. Hari Ima says in the Pasuk, L'zachar V'l'nekeva. And that teaches us, L'zachar Kol Shehu Zachar. Any Zachar has this dinim of Ziva. And Zava, Ziva. Or Benchu Gadol. Benchu, anyone, even Zacha. Zacha Kalshu Zacha. Benchu Gadol, Benchu Katan. Well, Nekeva, Kalshu Nekeva. Any Nekeva, Ben Gadol, Ben Katana, has Zava. Imkim Tamal, Matamal Ish Ish. Why do you say Ish Ish by the din of Zav of a man? Dibritari Kalashim Ne Adam. And the Gemara could have asked the same question of Mishma. What do you do with the Vit Ishers, the Vav, that we used before? For certain things. So the Gemara says, like for Zava, so the Gemara says, could we use it for something else? The Baram Toysfis, Lam Bezim Alf asks his Kasha, the Baram Toysfis, Lam Bezim Alf, he says, maybe if you're small, use the Vav for something else. So what do you see from here? That when you marba on an Ish, it's going back to the first man, the Yamaz Drasha, when you marba Ish Ish to teach us that a little boy has Zav, even a 1 day old boy, ready to become Tamei for Zav. What about Kerry? Let's see. Alma, talk to Gemara Alma. Ki marbi kro, when the pasuk is marbi, ben yamechal marbi. It's marbi 1 day old. Raminu, that's your kasha. It says in the pasuk that ve'ish ki seitzei mimenu shich v'azera v'rochatz v'mayim is called v'sorei v'tomei adara. That a ish, what comes out of him, shich v'azera, that means when he has tashva, shich v'azera comes out, he's about carry, and he has to go to the mikvah. Raminu, ish, ein li'ala ish, ben teishon v'yamechal nayin. How do you know? You only know a bar mitzvah boy. How do you know a 9-year-old also is Tamei Keri? Tamei V'ish, the extra pasuk V'ish. So the question is, why by Zav do we say Ish teaches us even a 1 day old? When it comes to this drasha, all of a sudden it's 9. What's the difference? Is the ribui for 9-year-old or 1-year-old? Why by Keri we say it's 9 and by Zav we say 1? Omurava Hilchasininu Vasmechinu Rubana Akroi. One of them is Alacha Moshe Mesinai. The other one is, and the one, if it's Lachamash Vesina, the pasuk just has Smachta. And the other one's a real drasha. Hey Hilchasav Hei Kra. Which one's Lachamash Vesina, which one's the real pasuk? Ilema Ben Yoimechad Hilchasav, the 1 day old is Lachamash Vesina, that the Zav. Or Ben Teshon of Yoimechad, and that the 9, you have to be 9 years old to become Tamar Keri, that was the Kra. No, cross Tamaksiv, cross his stam, to be Marba. Hey, no, it's 9 years old. It should be 1 day. Hello, the Marba says the opposite. Ben El Ben Teshar of Yemechad Hilchasa, the 9-year-old is Lacham Moshe Sinai, or Ben Yemechad Kra, and the 1 day old is from a pasuk. B'chimiachad the Hilchasi Kra Lamali. So what do you need the pasuk now? Now that we say Lacham Moshe Sinai, that a 9-year-old. So what do you need V'ish by Shich Vazera? What do you need by Keri? Why do you need the V'ish? It's a Lacham Moshe Sinai. Lamali Lamute Isha Meloiven. That's coming to mind that Isha who sees white, so something similar to Keri, she is not Tamei. Atkan l'drashas of the Gemara. The Gemara now asks, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that baby boys are tummy? Why do we need a pasuk to teach us baby girls are tummy? One's by, you know, the baby girls tummy v'zava. We have a pasuk. We have a pasuk by zav that a baby boy is tummy v'zava. Why do we need psup sukkim? Lo l'michtav v'zcharim, lo l'michtav v'nekevis. The Gemara tzricha. Tikal shakvara v'zcharim, shum tam v'riyas kuyam. Zcharim has a chumra. They don't have to metam in 3 separate days. If he sees Zav 3 times in 1 day, he's already a full-fledged Zav, and he has to have Shevanakim with a carbon. Avanakevois, so that's why we're so machmir, even at 1 day old. Avanakevois, lametam v'riyas k'yamim, there's no tumah. By just seeing 3 riyas, you have to see 3 days. Eim aloy, maybe you wouldn't be so machmir on a 1 day old, since we're not so machmir on the gedayla, so we should be machmir even on by a katan. Because of the cave is from the Kutam Bainus. There's a chumra by a Zava that even if it's an Inus, if she eats too much, and because she sees Zava, she's Tame. If he eats too much and because of that he sees Zivas, he's not Tame. There's a drasha in the pasuk that he's not Tame. It says, Mibisarai Machmas Ansai. So maybe, so since it's not so chamer, me'emiloi shouldn't be like Tanim. Tricha. That's when you need both drashas by girls and boys. Teachers, even a 1 day old, is Tame. And Ad Khan explained the first line of the Mishnah that Benoist Kusim, baby Kusim, are. The little girls, we assume they're Tame because there's a Miat who sees them and they don't hold it a drasha, but we know it is a drasha and therefore they are Tame Nida. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah said that Kusim, they are Bayal Nidas because since they don't keep the right Hilchas Nida, their wife a lot of times is Nida while they're having Tashra with them and therefore they become Tame from the Tumah of being Bayal Nida. What type of Tumah is that? So that's not Mamish, the highest level of a Tumah. It says in the Mishnah, Kusim Matame Mishkav Tachta Galyan. They are Matame what they lie or sit on, just like the bottom one, like the Elyon, like a top one. Well, what does that mean? My Mishkav Tachta Galyan. We know a Zav or a Nida that sits on a bed, all the beds are Tame. Even the bottom one, she didn't touch it. But she sat on top of 10 beds, the bottom bed is Tame. So Mara thought maybe that's what it means over here also. My mishkav tachta kelyan. Ilam means diyka yud matzoy is there are 10 beds. The Yosef Alayu and he who was meshamish with Anida sat on the top one. Metamelu is metame all 10 beds. Pshita the daroslu. It's pashut. It's a regular medris. And of course it's tame. The loch is all 10 beds are tame. Ella, what it means to say is like this. She hei tachtoine shavel Anida. His medris, his thing that he sits down on. Is the same level as Kalyonel Shazav. What Alyonel Shazav, we'll see in a second, we'll see later on, tomorrow's daf, Alyonel Shazav means something that the Zav moves. Something that the Zav moves is not mamish, a full-fledged Tumah. And the Gemara explains. And therefore the Medrash of a Bayal Nida also is the same level of Tumah like Alyonel Shazav. Ma Alyonel Shazav, just like the thing that's on top of a Zav. Eidem Metame Alechel Mashkin, it's only Metame like a Rishon L'Tumah. It's only Metame Alechel Mashkin, it's not Metame Adam. So it's a chiddush that a Bayal Nida who sits on a bed or lies on a bed, that bed is not matame other people. It's only tame enough to make oichlim mashkin tame. All it is a rishoyin l'tuma. Just like Alyoyin Shazav is only a rishoyin shaltuma, so this is the same thing like a rishoyin shaltuma.